There is a group, Narcotics Anonymous, that has started up again in Ketchikan. I believe there was a group before and has been away, but is now back. And joining us this morning are members of that group, Terry B., Kevin, and Bruce, who are here to give us more information about that organization and perhaps share some of their own experiences. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could one of you maybe just tell us a bit about what Narcotics Anonymous is?
Narcotics Anonymous is a 12-step fellowship for people who are suffering from the disease of addiction to any of the mind mood altering drugs, and it's based on a 12-step program similar to AA. Anything to add in, either of you two?
Our focus on our program, we're called Never Alone, and our focus is just to be there for the person that the newcomer is the most important person, and we're not focusing on our past. We're focusing on what we're doing to stay sober today and what's helping us stay sober. And I think I know our support system is amazing. We have 30-plus people, and by the grace of God, we're all there every night.
And Terry, I spoke to you, I believe, last week a little bit about this. Am I correct that NA had stopped but then got started up again?
Yes, I was part of that.
And I guess, how did you go about starting a group? Can anyone just start a group? Or
it took four of us to do it. I just posted on Facebook. I was like, why is there no NA in this town? I got out of rehab, came back, and there was no NA. And I just was attending AA meetings. I still do. And there was a need for NA. And so I posted on Facebook, and we got the ball rolling and got registered nationally. This guy next to me will tell you more, but it just took posting on Facebook saying, you know, there's a need. I feel like I would fit in more with NA, and I don't feel filtered when I'm sitting there talking at NA, and I think it's a better place for me because I am an addict and I'm in recovery, and it's just a more comfortable setting for me.
And I understand it's three nights.
Yes, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, and Saturday nights, and we meet at 8 p.m., we open our doors at 7:30.
Okay, and that's at St. John's Episcopal Church on Mission Street in the downstairs zone.
Yes.
Okay, and Kevin, did you want to share a little bit of your story, I guess?
Yes, and I get kind of nervous, so I wrote down what I wanted to say. And hello, my name is Kevin. I have been free of drugs for 11-plus years. In all those years I used, there came a moment when I knew I was an addict. It was too late. It took being arrested three times and the court system ordering me to outpatient treatment and meetings to see there was a way out. It started with accepting that I could not do it alone. That was an eye-opener, asking for help. In the reality I lived in, well, I was alive but not living. There was no trust, hope, emotions, money, true friends, and I was unemployable. Today I have all of that and so much more. I am debt-free for the first time in my adult life. I'm sitting here with two of the best friends a man could have. I have a true laugh, and yes, there are real tears. The Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous has given me my life back. I would personally like to thank KRBD for this PSA and the four people who started our NA program, Never Alone.
Okay, and congratulations to you. I imagine it is, and I know there's so many different things that people can have addictions to. I imagine it's very difficult to break yourself away from some substances, or maybe all of them.
Absolutely.
And something else with me personally was that after I kicked the drugs and the alcohol, I was still smoking cigarettes. And I think because I had the urge and I knew what to do when I actually quit smoking, it was one and done. I couldn't believe how easy it was. And I think because I had so much effort into quitting drugs.
And for all of you, this organization, the Narcotics Anonymous, this program, it sounds like it's been extremely successful to you.
Yes, yes. To have 30 people showing up to our meetings is amazing. Going from one night a week to three nights a week since November has been amazing. We're registered nationally now. We're on the hotline. We have a hotline number. You have our numbers. We'll add more numbers to it. My suggestion is if you're having trouble with addiction, you know, come down there and check us out. We're there to support you in a loving way. We don't judge you. In fact, I'm helping a girl right now get sober and into rehab. She'll be leaving tomorrow.
And I should point out, we do have these meetings on our community calendar. If you go to our website, krbd.org, it does have the phone number on that you can call if you want to connect with this group.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay. And so can you kind of explain a little bit about how a meeting works? Do you have to speak? Can you remain silent? What is a typical meeting like? So someone who's a little on the edge, who might be a little nervous, gets a sense of what they are coming to.
Well, the only requirement for membership is desire to stop using. Nobody is forced to do anything. They don't have to share if they don't feel comfortable with it. However, we do ask that people do not bring any kind of drug to the meeting, and we encourage them to not use drugs beforehand. But people are asked to come and just listen, and there might be something there that they may be able to take with them that helps them. And so basically there's no real rules other than just a desire to quit using.
Okay, and this is a discussion. Not a discussion, I guess, as people share their stories. Do you have discussions and interactions as well, or how does that work?
We're trying it right now on our Tuesday night meeting. We're actually in the steps of turning that into a step study meeting. And what that is there's 12 steps in our recovery in the NA, and we'll be studying each week. We'll be studying a step because we have a lot of newcomers, and a lot of them aren't understanding what the step study is, because, you know, our fourth step, you know, you do a personal inventory and you talk with someone else about it. And so we've had a few people say that they didn't know what the steps were. And so our focus is to just do a step study meeting on Tuesday nights. So we'll let you know as soon as we got that turned into a step study meeting. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we've had people coming in and just feeling that they're welcomed.
What about people who maybe themselves are not addicts but have relatives? Is there any kind of help for them? Or yeah. Can they come to these meetings?
We actually have someone that is there, and she's coming to support her son. And it's loving. She said that we bring her hope.
At the very core of what we're doing, what NA is the ability and the chance to get to know yourself. It's designed so that you can consciously connect with your subconscious. You can see what you've done wrong and how you can fix yourself. And even though I stated earlier I have 11 plus years of sobriety, I am not yet fixed, but I'm a lot better than I used to be.
And I imagine it's just a continuing process.
Continuing.
Okay. Does anyone want to add anything else?
We just want to all say, you're never alone. We're there for you.
Okay. And again, remind people when and where these meetings are if they are interested in getting involved.
Yes.
It's 503 Mission Street, the St. John's Episcopal Church in the Undercroft. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday night starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. And I also know, Terry, you had mentioned before, possibly looking into starting in, is it called Elatine?
We're going to look into turning it into a teen meeting for teens.
Oh, okay.
But we want to do it the right way.
You're working your
way. It's in a process. It probably won't happen for a while. I'm thinking a couple months.
Okay.
We want to do it the right way, a healthy way, so... Okay. It's in the process.
And if that happens, let us know, and we'll get that
absolutely
on the calendar as well. And it's something that just came to mind as well, as I imagine it's difficult in this town because, as far as I know, we don't have like a rehab center, or you have to go elsewhere, correct?
We don't even have a detox center. I went to the hospital on two NA hotline calls, and they can't even detox them here. They just give them a thing called the banana boat and send them on their way. Mm-hmm. And refer them out of town. So there is a huge need for a detox center.
Well, we do have a residential treatment center, though. Aquila Incorporated is running Car House right now.
But they will not take them if they're detoxing.
Correct.
Okay.
They have to have medical detox, then they go into their program.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of work out there, and I do know that it is a serious problem in this community and
yes.
many others.
Yes.
So congratulations to all of you for being involved with this program and getting the word out to help others.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Again, Narcotics Anonymous, you can go to our website, krbd.org, and go to our community calendar if you didn't catch when those meetings are. And again, we'll keep you informed with that.